You sleepy already because of the long gospel. So I might be a victim, no? After a long gospel that you just listen. I'm not a businessman, no? I'm a priest. So that's why I need help. Are there any one of you here, a good businessman? Please raise your hand. I need help, right? Of course, I am not need the help of financial help. Huh? Don't be afraid. None of you are a good businessman here? Are you in the United States or no? You're the great country, no? Why are you afraid? I don't ask the finance from you. I just need your help because I'm not a businessman. When I read this gospel, at first I thought, I think Jesus was not a good businessman. I don't know if you agree with me. Could you imagine he left 99 sheep, the remaining sheep, just to look for the lost one, to spend your time, your talent, your energies, just to find the lost one. Instead, you give those resources to invest more in 1991, for sure you will gain more. Do you agree with me or not? You don't agree with me? I don't know. I'm not a businessman. I think you agree or not. Yes or no? Of course, no? We are in the great country. But anyway, after repeating many years, I read this one. Either the priest, he makes a joke. No, you are wrong. Jesus is not the bad businessman. Why? Why? Do you know why he tried his best to look for that lost sheep? You know why or not? You know why? What the reason? No? Nobody knows? Because 1990 remained sheep. All of them are female sheep. How can he produce much if he could not find that lost one? Only male that he have. Logic, no? So he's a good businessman. Anyway, it's the key thing to wake you up. It's not my topic for today. So now let us begin. There's a beautiful gospel today that you just heard. There are many things I may say, maybe take long hours to say about that. But I try my best to concentrate the beautiful thing. Let's begin with this context of the gospel that Jesus talked about. He said to us three parables. In his time, he used a parable in another way to be easy to transfer his message to the people. But we have to concentrate the context. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." For that context, Jesus used the three parables that he would like to send a message to them, maybe to each of us today as well. I remember when President Trump became a president, he said about a phrase that I still remember, "I want to make America great again." The word that caught my attention is great. Do you want to be great or do you want to be poor? Mediocre people. Do you agree with that idea? Do you want to be great or not? As a Catholic faith. Each of us, I do believe that we want to be a great person. No? A great person doesn't mean that maybe we want to be a rich, healthy people. More than that. No? The life that more in plenitude, as Jesus promised to us. "I came so that you have life. Life in abundance." Gospel John, chapter 10, verse 10. That's my favorite verse that I never had in the Bible. "I have came so that you have life, life in abundance." So today, Jesus used the parables. We have the beautiful image that I love during my study of our Bible. The merciful Father. If you pay attention very carefully, I really to invite you to go back home today, to take your time, come, the peaceful time to read that slowly with all your heart, with your faith. We try to concentrate this image of the God Father, merciful Father. I want to concentrate the prodigal son parable. There are two sons, is it? The younger and the elder. Who will be among them are happy? Who's among both of that son is happy? None of them is it. As a human speaking, we always try to be a great person, to be a happy person. Today, Jesus presented that parable, the prodigal son, the beautiful parable that we have in the Bible. The two images of the two sons. One, he thought that he can be happy, that he looking for something else outside, to entertainment. That's why he asked the father, please give me my inheritance so I go. What the father did, he gave or not? He gave it. He respected his liberty. So he got his thing, he gone. He spent time year and year to play everything outside. And he could not feel happy. And he came back. There's some commentator said, he just come back because he has no choice. Because he was hungry. He came back because of the food. So he's not really happy. So the other one also tried to look for to be a happy life, tried to be with his father in the house, to work hard, to find the money. But what will happen is, according to that parable, when his younger brother came back, he was upset because his father did a great separation for him. And he didn't want to enter the house to separate with him. He didn't want to get in. What happened? What did the father do? He went out to welcome him. What did he say? We have to focus very nice in the word that he said. No? He said to his father in reply, no, his father asked first. He said to his father in reply, look, only years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. He very good child, a very obeyed child to his father. But what the father said? My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. What does that mean? Father said the truth. Everything I have is yours. So I just see, so it means that the elder son worked too hard to earn everything, but the only simple problem is that he couldn't be happy because he couldn't see everything that he has in his, according to his father's word. Sometimes maybe some of us we can recognize that well. We are living in a wealthy house. I remember when I arrived here a few months ago, I went to bless the house. When I arrived to bless the house, this lady feel a little bit upset, a bit sad. I said, why? You have a beautiful house. You asked me come to bless your house. Why you are sad? She told me. But her husband had to separate her for a few months. So I think that's the image that really like the eldest people today. Sometimes maybe we have everything, but at the same time, we feel nothing. We feel the emptiness. So the two images that we got, both of them are not happy. But at the light going on, we are looking for something to be great, like the word of President Trump. No? Light it to be great, it's true. But what kind of great? Now we try to focus the example of God, merciful Father, in that same parable. Yeah, I love that image. If you pay attention first, God created out of love and goodness. He respects our liberty. He wants us to become a true, peaceful, happy people. He doesn't want us to be slaves. That's why he doesn't want to control it. You want to go, you can go. But what happened when his younger son gone? Did the father abandon him or not? Did you hear the gospel well today? Did the father, the godfather, abandon him? You see the beautiful image, huh? This is the image, but I not love much. This is already when he embraced him. Coming to his sense, he thought, the youngest son, I shall get up, go to my father, and I shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired work. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. When he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. According to the biblical commentator, doesn't mean that about the far off of the distance, but what does signify the heart of the Godfather? Always there for his son, looking at him with compassion and trust that he may come back because he trusts, he believes in his goodness. That's the beautiful of God. God created out of love and compassion of goodness. And he never abandoned, of course, he believed that. Even the first letter of St. Peter said, the true love overcomes sins. That's why he said, Jesus Christ come to save us, to bring us back to that goodness. Here another point that very intelligent, very, very caught my attention about the word of the youngest son when he came back. As I mentioned before, he has no choice because he was hungry. When we were hungry, what happened to us? Of course, we have to find some way to survive it. So come back to my father. But the word he said to his father is not that because he is hungry. It's repeated twice. Yeah, I love it very much. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. You get the point? Such means the sin is the root of everything. It broken our heart, our relationship with God, with others, and with ourselves. The sin that broke our true happiness as the children of God. Maybe many people today doesn't trust more or even change mentality or understanding of the sacrament of reconciliation. As I mentioned to some people this morning, the sacrament of reconciliation as the sacrament of love, of mercy, as the Godfather welcomed back his son. So dear brother and sister, I would like to invite you today to repeat in your day, try to buy your calm time, peaceful time to read this gospel. We try to concentrate how God loves us. We take the courage, like the example of St. Paul in the second reading today, to see the goodness, the grace of God in our life. We take courage to recover our true identity as the children, beloved children of God. I want to close this reflection with the beautiful words of Mother Teresa Cancota. Love is one-way street. It always moves away from self in the direction of the other. Love is the ultimate gift of ourselves to others. When we stop giving, we stop loving. When we stop loving, we stop growing. And unless we grow, we will never attain personal fulfillment. We will never open out to receive the life of God. Is it through love we encounter God? By the way, in the second collection today, that we are according to the suggestion from the Bishop of the Diocese of Orlando, we have put on this money, this blessing gift for the people of Bahamas. So I really to invite each one of us. It's a good chance for us to practice the gospel today. The word that you just heard about Mother Teresa Cancota, to open your generosity, because the more you give, the more you feel what is the blessing from God.